Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I'm Charles Firth and today we have Floyd Alexander Hunt.
Woo! So happy to be here.
And unfortunately, Gabby Bolt.
I'm happy to be here too.
And worst of all, Dom Knight.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. I'm glad I came out on top on that one.
You did.
Let's just leave. Like, honestly, that's just not a nice welcoming. I don't feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Okay.
I feel begrudged.
Okay.
At this point.
See ya.
That's fortunately, a great Halloween movie.
Fortunately, there's another podcast that features at least two of the people here without Charles and me, which at this point feels like an upgrade. I can't believe the vibe in the room after that start from Charles.
Yeah.
What's your podcast called again?
It's called I've Got Notes.
Woo. I've Got Notes.
Or as your producer likes to call it, IGN.
And every time it's mentioned to us as IGN, we keep thinking that Lockie's talking about like the gaming website.
Yes,
like
we thought he wanted us to come in and talk about video games and I said, sure,
yeah.
I could do it for cash.
Yeah, we really did
sure
agree.
Anything, yeah.
We agreed for like
a week. I started Googling IGN games, what's happening in the
Zelda's
news.
Zelda's coming out soon. Like,
yeah, I was ready.
Imagine the two of us giving our expert opinion on video games.
You should.
Yeah.
Special episode maybe. I've got
There's very good music in Zelda, though.
There is
amazing
actually, that's
music in
true.
Zelda.
We haven't done a gaming soundtrack. Yeah,
maybe we should.
Yeah, like the works of Nintendo.
Yeah. That'll we should be. Explain what the podcast is.
Yeah, sorry.
It's basically like, it's the equivalent of book club, but for music. So we like choose an artist to discuss and we listen to their songs in the week. I normally have a little deep dive on Wikipedia.
Yes.
Gabby doesn't do that as often.
No.
She relies on me to do the
Gabby
research.
Gabby doesn't, she's not a prepper.
I like feeling fresh in the room.
Yes, she likes to find
and
the information.
That's my way of saying I like not doing research.
Yes.
You know who else does that I read this week? Carl Sanderlands.
Oh.
He refuses to do a single thing before the start of the show.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, I want to have fresh ears. I want to come to it fresh. It's like, I can't do my magic if I spent 1 second thinking about what's on the show.
I never thought I'd have anything in common with Kyle
That's
Sanderlands.
So you are.
There you
You're
go.
The Kyle Sanderlands of
Although,
podcasting.
Definitely.
Lately, it's kind of like where book club meets year eight bitch behind Jim Block, isn't it? Like we've picked some, we try and pick artists that we don't ourselves know too much about.
Know
or
too much
that
about.
There's like nostalgia attached.
The thing is, so it's, we give notes to the artists on like feedback essentially, like on what we think of their lyrics and on the actual musicality.
Yeah.
Gabby's been great with all that. But don't you feel like the last few episodes we've done, like we did John Mayer and both of us were like, oh, so exciting to do John Mayer. And then over the course of the episode, we're like, we hate John Mayer.
I'm really surprised at this first step of that. John Mayer's trash, isn't he?
Yeah, well, no, because here's
took
the thing.
Us the episode to...
We're going to talk about it again. Like we were both really big fans of John Mayer's music and
who is John Mayer?
It's fine. And you ever hear that song, Your Body is Wonderland? You know that song?
Gravity.
It's working.
Charles is staring at us blank.
You're not that old. He's been around for a fair
while. What have you been doing?
I don't know. I listen to...
Say what you need to say.
He listens to Gilbert and Sullivan.
Who do you listen to? Maybe we can do them as a musician.
Gilbert
on
Sullivan
the
would be funny.
Actually, well, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
I went and saw some great Max Richter the other night.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no,
I've
got
nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know who that is. Sigur
Rós?
Nothing.
Okay.
Sigur Rós would be a good episode, actually.
Are you a fan of Diesel? Are you
a fan of Pitbull? We did
Did
you do Diesel?
No, well, Pitbull.
No, so the thing was...
Diesel?
We start... Oh, Diesel did...
I didn't want to derail the John Mayer thing, by the way.
Diesel,
I just wanted to know who
totally
he was.
It's totally derailed.
It's completely.
He's basically a fuckboy with a guitar.
Basically, the point of doing him as a topic, though, was that we were like, oh, we know he's like a little bit questionable, but he's like our guilty pleasure. Like, as a lot of musicians are big fans of John Mayer because the music is quite interesting.
It's like
and then
Beethoven.
Like, and then literally over the course of the hour.
Fine, I'll play some more for Elise, but don't tell anyone. Because you know, number five, all cheeky.
I mean, Charles and I were in the school choir together, okay, back in the day. We were in the school choir. And the thing that we weren't allowed to do in the school choir is sing like this.
Yeah.
Let's do a bit of John Mayer.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in a school choir.
When I ran a choir, I did make them sing John Mayer once. Really? I forget what song it was, though.
Surely you're not getting a school choir to sing Your Body is a Wonder.
No, not that one. I think I got them to sing Gravity.
The big one we ended up talking about was Daughters.
Yeah.
I know.
But see, we forgot about this.
We were like remembering like back when,
back
when we were both what?
16.
Is it like,
I'm a little bit older, but yeah.
Is it like, don't let your daughters date John Mayer? Is that basically
essentially the
point of the lyric?
But it's like, fathers be good to your daughters. Anyway, there's a lot of gross stuff. Yeah.
Over the course of the hour, though, we just discovered that we hated them. And then the same thing happened with Pitbull. We were like, Pitbull's fun.
I'm still a fan. I'm actually still a fan. Yeah.
And now I've been listening to non-stop. I've got notes for your podcast.
Yeah. And then over the course of the hour, we were like, oh, this man has teamed up with some questionable people. You know, Chris Brown, R. Kelly. I don't know whether we want
to
release
it. It's been fun, though, to do quite niche artists like Natasha Bedingfield.
That was
we
so
did
fun.
First up. And she, Charles, like who?
You would know her songs.
She does that like, I am unwritten, can't read my mind. You know that the chorus goes, staring at the blank page before you.
That's a good song. Only two hits.
This is so funny. That
is literally one hit in Charles's brain database so far in this entire
The other one is, these words are my own, from my heart flow. Take it away, Floyd. This is your favourite bit.
Yeah, that one.
Biggest two songs.
Also, we can't sing too well
because
of copyright reasons.
And you can't sing too much of it either. Yeah, yes.
I studied law, so this is my interpretation of copyright law. As long as we sing so it's not so good that you recognise it.
Yeah.
That's really hard for Floyd, actually paying for it on the podcast. It's ideal.
I've got some notes for your understanding of legal copyright.
Oh, well, until we're getting paid per episode, it's really not a problem.
It's not an issue. No. Yeah, it's future
Again,
me
not
problem.
How law works. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. So Natasha Bedingfield's two biggest hits are both about not being able to write songs.
Yeah, they're literally about writer's block.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're only...
How ironic.
And when she tried to write other stuff, which was like about love, and everyone was like, fuck this. But the two that she was like, I don't know what to write. I really don't know how to write.
So the audience has said to her, Natasha, if you have any point... Yeah. We're not interested.
Literally.
We only want to hear you when you don't know what you're doing.
And then she came out with the cracker. What's the cracker?
I want to have your baby. Oh, yeah. And
bad
that didn't
song.
Do well.
Bad song.
And she goes to New Zealand to write.
Yeah.
Well, to sit there and have writer's block, essentially.
I wish I could do that.
I know.
Where's your house? Do you have a house in New Zealand? You got a family home?
I have a family. I wouldn't call it my house. Fair enough.
Are you going to do like a good songwriter at some point, like Taylor Swift.
We did
Britney Spears,
and we did Britney. Two
different worlds.
We did Britney Spears, okay, and she's amazing.
I mean, we thought about it, but then we just found that there's so much more joy in researching somebody that's like vaguely on most people's radars.
Yeah,
because I also think it's nice to give gravitas to artists that have been written off as like a one hit wonder.
I agree with
that.
Yeah, like actually, Britney was sort of harder to do because there's so much to talk about. Where someone as niche as like. Well,
Natasha
or like Pitbull was like, you don't know that much about Pitbull. Like,
no.
You heard
and
his
that's
songs.
Fine. Yeah. That's a good
no,
thing.
No, it isn't, Tom. We need to know more.
Yeah.
Can I suggest an artist for an upcoming podcast?
Go on.
Yes.
Frank Ifield.
Frank Ifield.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Well, he was actually the first rock star in Australia to have a hit overseas. He reached number one in the UK chart.
What was the song?
When my life is through,
listen to how low.
And the angels ask me to recall.
When was this?
Sorry,
what?
Did you say
a
hit?
Love
rock?
Of it all. Is it sort of maybe early 60s?
Can I just point out, I'm one year younger than Charles.
And
I spent much of my career on old person's radio and I've still never heard
it.
Jesus Christ.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just thought the kids might like to know about
the
him.
The kids?
Yeah. We can maybe, we probably wouldn't do a whole episode on him, but we can maybe stick him into like batshit musician of the week.
Yes.
So we give our notes, the main bit of the podcast is we give our notes to the artist about their songs, about their life choices, you know, and then we go into music goss.
Which is just a very
thinly veiled. Mundane music theory told in a sexy way. Like we did the Circle of Fifths last
and
last
we
time.
Fucked it. Yeah.
We fucked it. But it was
I'm impressed.
Sexy.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Circle of Fifths. Yeah.
And then we do like batshit crazy musician of the week and we discuss who we think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, and
like somebody who's in the news for doing something absolutely insane.
Yeah. Like, for example.
Well, like the week that Angela Ed Weber wrote off his entire West End cast
called
them a costly mistake. By the way, now he's launched that show. That happened like yesterday. I don't know when this podcast is coming out. That happened like earlier this week. He has now moved that show to Broadway, you know, which is weird because it did not do well on the West End. And so now he's like, I'll just do it again in America and see what happens. Anyway, so he, for me, was my batshit musician of that week.
Also, Gabby's favourite one to talk about is Liam, the fact that Liam Michelle maybe can't read. That's a huge... Anyway, there's a lot of conspiracy theories on the podcast
as well that
we cover. Do you know Liam Michelle? Of course you don't. She's in Glee.
I am.
And there's this conspiracy theory that went around on Twitter that she couldn't read.
Yeah.
And she had such an earnest response to it rather than just...
It's changed since the episode came out. She finally, I reckon they heard the episode because I said, if I were her PR, I'd be leaning into this. Like all of her bios would suddenly say, my assistant wrote this. And like, you know, she'd make a video being like, I can't read.
Yeah, how would she know? If someone slagged her on Twitter, she'd never find out.
She posted a TikTok being like me calling Jonathan Groff after my first review so he could read it to me.
She must have heard our episode. Wow.
So everyone's like, wow, a humble queen. Oh my God, she's come around. Great sense of humor. I'm like, you did not have that opinion. But anyway, it's fine.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Why would you make fun of somebody who can't read?
No. I make this point very fervently on the podcast. Illiteracy is not a joke, but when you've been a racist on set for many years,
she's a racist. Okay? Yeah.
She has been.
Racists who
and
can't
she's
read.
Microaggression vibes.
She can't read
the room.
Because maybe go for her again for the racism more than the illiteracy.
Yes,
maybe.
But it's also.
But why do that?
The two things go together actually quite often.
The thesis has already been created. Why fight it, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't make the theory. I just joined in.
I'm just wondering, Charles, should we rather than having like about 20% of the magic of this podcast interrupted by us and particularly your ignorance, should we actually just have put an episode of their podcast in our feed with like a top and tail?
All of our podcast episodes are about an hour long.
But wait a minute, do you have any men on the podcast, on your podcast?
What do you mean, like do we bring in men?
Yeah, because...
Well, because that's what the chaser relies on.
Is it to the EMAs?
Because this is like, you know, for people who want to listen to, you know,
their
podcast.
Oh, you're talking about like your audience isn't going to be as much of a fan of
No, I'm just saying. I thought the formula for a podcast was, it's got to be white men.
Yeah. We had Jake Howie on the show.
Oh, we had Jake Howie.
He's the only white man so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only white man we've had on as a guest.
Yeah. To be fair, we've only had two guests.
So you do have guests
occasionally.
As well.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Not every week, but sometimes.
Oh, well, if you ever do Frank Ifield, I can
bring
come
you
on.
On.
Yeah. Is this what this whole thing is? This entire conversation leading up to Charles pitching
Charles
himself.
Is trying to become a guest.
He's trying to pitch.
Perfect.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season two,
nothing
we're doing a different
about.
Era.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just let you run it.
Yeah, the 1950s edition, you can get him on.
Yeah.
I should do a rival podcast called I Don't Have Notes.
And it's just, I don't know how to break this to you, Charles. That's a radio show.
It's just how Charles going, do you know this?
You enjoy music.
Do you know this one? No, I have no idea what that is.
You know what? Who's all these songs are perfect. I have nothing to say. Here's the next one I think's perfect.
You're
just a radio show.
That's literally radio. Yeah.
So how do you, like, how do you get around the copyright thing? Because I thought the whole point is you're not really allowed to play music at all on podcasts.
Well, we don't really play it much. We sing it.
We sing it and we do play clips that I'm hoping we haven't
under 15
been
seconds.
Sued
yeah,
for.
Yeah, right. So just
very
fair
short.
Use.
Very
yeah.
short.
Well, yeah. Quit in Australia.
I mean, it is
to,
satirical, yeah. but anyway. Well, yeah, well, it comes no, under, I think it falls out. Doesn't it slightly
quit
fall under
review.
That exception that like
music you're, commentary.
Yeah, you're reviewing, you're giving your analysis of it.
Yeah, we look... Weirdly enough, we did actually look a lot at the fine print. Of
well, yeah,
what
I made my partner who's better at law than me.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, what you're doing is legal. It's just whether whether the big corporations who control all these copyrighted materials,
yes,
you know, actually acknowledge that because they'll just fuck you anyway.
Hey, yeah. I've got notes. This is the boring bit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, I mean, until we're earning money and successful, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
As long as we stay very much under the radar, we're good.
It sounds like you've got an influential listenership. You know, if you're changing people's behaviour.
Oh, yes. I suppose. I think Natasha Bedingfield was listening. I think John Mayer was listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're definitely going to hear themselves. They're going to search for themselves in a podcast search engine.
Yes.
And Natasha Bedingfield's going to be like, oh.
Well, see, we didn't tag Natasha Bedingfield because we were actually worried she might. Because she is such a one-hit wonder. There's been nothing in the last 20 years. Like, she might listen to the podcast.
Wait a minute. She might listen to this one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you tag her, don't tag her.
We didn't tag her for that reason.
We also just don't tag our artists because I'm terrified they're just going to slap us with it. You used 16 of my songs in this podcast and didn't ask at all. So unless you've been tagging them. Have you?
No, they won't care.
They
don't get the money anyway. It's the companies who get the money.
Charles, would you like to start a podcast with me where we take songs by up-and-coming musical comedians and give them notes?
Give them notes!
Yes!
What do you mean?
That show? That was this show for like a year of my life.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Gabby, you should finish that song about house sitting. It'd be real good.
In the other episode, they were like, change it to orange rather than I get notes on this fucking podcast all the time.
I do want to hear, I must say, with Gabby's upcoming show, 19th of November in Bathurst hometown show, I want to hear a song called Fuck Orange. That's basically what.
Oh, I'll probably write it just for that show. Mm. But there'll be no physical evidence that it ever happened.
It'll absolutely kill.
Yeah. Although then again, I want them to come, so maybe not. Maybe I'll try.
Well, if you say to Orange, I'm going to be saying something negative about Orange. Yeah. They'll all come. I want to hear.
I'll just say Orange is good, but at least Bath has got Elton John that one time. You know, that'll kill.
Oh, that's a deep burn.
That'll kill.
So the podcast is called I've Got Notes.
Yep.
If people want to listen to this podcast, how do they do it? How do you get a podcast?
You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, and I think Amazon.
I think anywhere you get your podcast.
Anywhere?
Yeah. But I personally listen on Apple.
Me too.
I love an Apple podcast.
Me too.
We were on New and Noteworthy the other week.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Yes.
Which is how we probably know that we're not going to get sued. I mean, like, they're checking us on.
They're supporting us.
Yeah.
I had some people who I haven't spoken to in a long time from New Zealand reach out being like, I'm listening to your podcast. And I'm like, wow.
So you're New and Noteworthy in New Zealand?
Oh. Apparently, yeah. It's
Lord's
come up in
definitely
New Zealand.
Heard the Lord episode in that case.
We weren't that mean about it. We were a little bit mean about the fact that she shushes her audience.
Yes.
Because do you know she does this?
Yes, I've seen that.
It's so funny.
I can't believe you've seen that.
So true.
That is like the niche piece of information.
Oh, yes, I know that, Lord. She likes
it's
a quiet crowd.
Because it's like...
I am my mother's child.
I'd love it if Lord shushed John Mayer. That would be fantastic.
Oh. That would be good.
Someone
so
should.
Funny to have you guys ever shushed a crowd like during comedy? To be like,
They tend to do it for themselves.
I actually
need the whole crowd to be quiet for this comedy set.
No laughing.
Shh. Yeah.
Have
you? We'll do that in Bathurst.
It'll work naturally, believe me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network.
We're not, so if you want to sponsor our podcast,
we're looking.
We're on the market. If you want to give money to a podcast that will give you copyright lawsuits left, right, and center.
It's exciting.
Jump on board because we are so poor. So poor. There you go. That's my pitch. Thanks for having us, boys.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.